This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.
You had a big day yesterday.
I had a huge day yesterday, Josh. Ask me what my favourite Stanley Kubrick movie is.
What is your favourite Stanley Kubrick movie?
Fires Wide Shut.
You got your vaccine. You had your Pfizer.
I got my.
Your jokes are getting worse and worse and worse, and you've had months and months and months and months and months to think of a funny joke based off of Pfizer.
They actually did say one of the side effects is you'll become less funny. So I'm actually quite upset about that.
I shouldn't joke.
Well,
then maybe you actually got the Pfizer vaccine months ago. It's been a rough little while on the show.
It's almost as if I had it 26 years ago.
Seriously, how did it all go?
Okay, now people are probably going to think I'm saying this, so more people go out and get vaccinated. Which, by the way, you should go out and get vaccinated. But I will honestly say, hand on my heart, least painful vaccination I've ever had.
Really?
I honestly didn't know she'd even done it. Okay. She was telling me about it, and she was like, "You'll just need to." So you can go onto the website.
Didn't do the 3-2-1 or anything afterwards. Like that?
No, just did. She went 3-2, and then I was assuming she was just still wiping down. And then she was like, "All right, if you just want to go and wait out in the foyer for 15 minutes, and then you can head off." And I was like, "Oh, did you do it already?" And she was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Oh,
I'm one of those weirdos. I had a few blood tests done recently, and I'm one of those weirdos that really enjoy. I have to watch so that I know when it's all going to happen. So that won't happen to me.
Giving blood because you can see. With a vaccination, it's
goes
not
in.
Fun.
Yeah,
it's gone. It disappears in your arm.
How long were you in there? How long did it all take? Because I've got mine on Sunday. I've literally got mine on Sunday, so I can't. I'm very curious and very. I'm not nervous, but it's so funny when I gave blood the other day when I did the blood thing. It's so funny how you can be like a full grown adult who knows that needles don't really hurt, and then the second they wrap that thing around your arm, and it's like, all right, here we go. You become seven again. You're like,
uh-oh. Yeah.
And then it goes in. You're like, oh, that's right. It doesn't hurt.
Oh, that's right. That's what vaccinations are. Yeah. Here is maybe the worst part of it, and this is the only part I will warn people about. It's got nothing to do with the vaccination.
Okay.
It's got to do with you as a person.
Okay. Yep.
What they will get you to do, or at least what they did for me, and it makes complete sense, is after you get your shot, they just say, "Hey, can you just go and wait out in like the waiting room for 15 minutes, just in case anything happens to you
or
you start feeling
a little
bit sick."
That's pretty common with vaccinations,
100%. They can just go, "Oh, cool, come straight back in, we'll sort you out, then you can head off." I went, got my vaccination, went and sat out in the lobby or whatever, and I am not a hypochondriac.
Did you sit where they told you to sit?
That's kind of
very important.
I said whatever because I said lobby instead of waiting room.
It's
a hotel. Yeah. But I'm not a hypochondriac. But in that 15 minutes, I have never been...
Because you just
have to... Essentially, they just go, "Hey, just go and sit out there and just essentially monitor yourself for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor or a nurse.
How do you monitor yourself? Yeah.
So before that, all I had for breakfast was 2 bananas, and my stomach started going and I'm like, is that something?
He's being hungry.
Oh, no, I'm just
being
hungry.
Hungry a symptom of...
Yeah. I got an itchy eye, and I started itching my eye, and I was like... This is the worst and longest 15 minutes of my life because essentially any time my body does anything, I'm like, Oh, no, my body just has to keep functioning.
Yeah, you're still going to... Yeah, that
my
is...
My body still does the things it does.
Well, this
it still
is actually,
cracks and creaks.
This is a really good thing to just warn people about, to just be like, you know what, just be prepared. You're going to have to do a bit of a self-monitor for a second. Calm down. Just calm down. Yeah. It's all going to be... So you, at the end of the day, though, how are you feeling today? Because some people have said...
Sore arm.
A little bit of a sore arm.
No headache. I haven't had any headaches, no nausea, nothing like that. I mean, I did nap yesterday because I got up at 4, so that's... I don't know if I was fatigued or if I was just tired. The only thing I've got is a sore arm.
I know a few people have worked that have had it, and I was about to start going into detail about some of the things they've experienced, and I was just like, you know what? That's doctor-patient confidentiality.
Yes.
You're not just
I'm allowed to say what happened to me.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Right now, I got to tell you, I am less than pumped about something that has been announced by one of the world's largest tech companies and one of the world's most elite high fashion brands, and that is that Facebook and Ray-Ban have today announced some smart spectacles. Now, these are, first, before I get into my negatives, the most fashionable looking of these that we've had so far. So the ones that have headphones built in or the smart spectacles, Snap spectacles from
Spectacles.
From Snapchat. These are the coolest looking ones. They just look like Ray-Ban Wayfarers and they look really, really cool.
I will be honest. I have seriously considered since they came out. I've considered buying the Snapchat spectacles because it would only get those ones because it'd be cool to just like have a camera in your glasses, so you could be like, oh, take a snap, cool and photo, whatever.
Yeah.
They're the only ones I've considered, but even then, I still haven't bought them because they're like $400, I think. Still,
well, these are going to be about $450 American, so we'll just have to wait and see what that means in Australia. But the point here is that I have it says $299. Interesting. Maybe that's $450 Australian and $299 in America. So there you go.
Now, I will say they look great.
They do look cool. Fantastic. Because they just look like normal Ray-Ban Wayfarers, except on the sides where the little silver, decal things?
Decal,
I don't know.
Yeah.
They have their cameras, so Facebook can take a video or take a photo. Facebook have said for the obvious safety concerns that people have, there's going to be a little white light that goes on whenever the cameras are being used, kind of like a webcam. Yeah. Who's asking for these? Like, that's my big thing with these. Like, how hard is it to take your phone out of your pocket and take a photo? Like, what moments in life are you missing that regularly that you need to essentially wear a pair of spy goggles on your head? Is it just to feel like James Bond? Because there's no... I don't think I've ever gone, oh, my God, look at this. Jeez, all right, God. Jeez, I wish these jeans weren't so skinny. I can't get my phone out of my pocket quick enough to take a photo of this thing. Like... what are we doing? This is not... they are working so hard on these glasses with the built-in speakers, with all that sort of stuff, and I don't know who's asking for it. Like, who is actually out there demanding that this technology be made?
It just makes you so accountable. It's like, the things I get away with is because no one's around. Like, just be like, I didn't notice that, or oh, I didn't see that, or yeah, I missed it, or whatever. It takes away all of that if you can literally, like, I'm wearing a dash cam.
A dash cam on your head at all times.
Yeah.
If I
go to the supermarket because a girlfriend's told me to go and get something, I'm like, oh, sorry, babe, I just couldn't find it there. And then she checks my history and it's like, yeah, did you walk straight past it, you idiot? I'm like, damn it! I don't need this much accountability.
As creepy as all of this sounds, at least it's not what Ned just said. You can actually power the camera off, all this sort of stuff. So it's like,
I would imagine.
Don't need you to be listening to every conversation, all that sort of stuff. Facebook have stressed heavily the privacy things that are involved in these glasses. But my thing is, if you're having to work that hard to convince the people that your whole concept for your technology is not weird, maybe don't make the technology. We don't need it. Yeah. We don't need it.
If the second you announce your technology, you have to go... and it's not going to spy on you. Yeah. I know it looks like it is, but it won't. Bad idea. Back to the drawing board.
Having said that, we all got on board with smart speakers, so maybe we will eventually just get there with these as well.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
We're seeing a lot of daily briefings, now more than ever probably, with every single politician in the world having to address their country going, yes, we're still in lockdown. No, we're not in lockdown, but we're also keeping our borders airtight. Nothing's going to happen. Everyone's just having to pretty much face questions from reporters and stuff.
Mm.
And it is kind of, some of them, obviously, some of the questions are incredibly important and definitely necessary.
For sure.
But some of the questions are, I think, fodder. Just like, and they're very much like common sense questions. It's like, if you think about the question you asked for more than 5 seconds, you probably could think of the answer.
Yeah.
But this has happened in New Zealand, right? They've got a bit of a pandemic problem at the moment, but so far so good, I think.
They've been given the Sydney smooch, as I'm now calling it.
Yes, they really, really have. In Auckland, apparently there was a case of someone going and visiting someone in a hospital, visiting a patient, and whilst they were in the hospital, they had sex.
Oh, wow. The visitors.
Impressive if you've ever been in a hospital. There's not a lot of places that are that private. Yeah, exactly. So
that's a bit unorthodox, you'd have to imagine. It's not very COVID-safe.
It's definitely not COVID safe, but a reporter, for whatever reason, decided to go to a press conference with Jacinda Ardern and the Director General of Health, and ask this question, and ask it in the way of like, "Hey, this guy came in, or this patient had sex with this visitor. Do you think that that's a high risk activity?
Yeah,
that someone's going to a hospital,
conjugal visits in hospital,
conjugal visits in hospitals. Do you think that's a high risk behavior?
All right,
and this is what the Director of General of Health said, and then just was added on by Jacinda Ardern, who has clearly had enough of these kind of questions.
Well, I think it's a high-risk activity, potentially. However, I don't know any of the details about that interaction.
I would say generally, regardless of the COVID status, that kind of thing shouldn't generally be part of visiting hours, I would have thought.
I love her giggle at the end.
I love Jacinda Ardern from top to bottom. Yeah, I think she's amazing.
She is incredible.
I love it, though. I'm so glad someone has said this.
The giggle.
If it's a dumb idea before this, yes. It's a dumb idea. Sorry, Mr. Prime. Sorry, by the way, you're the leader of a country. Can I just take up some of your incredibly precious time at the moment? Mm. Am I allowed to drive down a highway with my eyes closed? oh, that's a bad idea.
It's still a high-risk activity. No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I won't. Yeah, now I'll go. Am I allowed to go around licking all of the vegetables in the supermarket? Oh, that's a high risk. Great. Okay. Thank you so much for clearing that up, Mrs. Prime Minister.
You know what the best part I think I hear is for this, though, is Jacinda Ardern, once again, is just absolutely, she's just the best. Because here, yeah, in our country, the way things get spun, I think if you asked if you could drive down the highway with your eyes open, we'd probably go, look, I would advise it, but sometimes your eyes need a rest. And if that's what you're feeling, maybe that's what you need to do. And I, once again, it's not for me to say. And that basically would go for 15 minutes.
Look, I understand every Australian's need to want to lick every vegetable in the fruit aisle. I understand. You want to know what it tastes like? I've been there myself.
I'm not going to say don't do it. I'm just going to request that you please maybe reconsider doing it. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm not going to say...
Jacinda's just come out and go, no, of course
what
not.
What are you talking
straight
about?
Answer. Yeah. It's actually blowing my mind.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
It's not bad this morning, actually. I just went out to put out my bins and it's actually fine.
So. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty good. I woke up this morning, I was like, jeez, I've gone for a jumper today. That's absolutely been overkill. And then I thought to myself, jeez, that's my biggest problem today. I'm also sitting pretty, so. Yeah.
I tell you who's got bigger problems than just having a cold morning.
Yes.
There is a producer who works for Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that to me seems like one of the worst jobs in the world at the moment, yeah, because he is not releasing music, then he is releasing music, then he's changing music. Seems very, very, very confusing. I'm not going to go into what's happened with Kanye West over the last 10 years, mm-hmm, but it's just a lot of work to undertake. So this guy's a producer for him, obviously very, very exciting, because at the end of the day, Kanye is incredibly talented. Kanye sends this guy a message at 9:30 in the morning, all right?
Yep.
Saying, good morning, let's work. Fine, he's working for him. Let's get into the booth. No messages, because the guy slept in. Imagine sleeping in. I saw a lot of comments to this. It's like, imagine sleeping before you work with Kanye.
Yeah, that's
it's like, imagine good. Even going to bed.
That's a weird one that sets the alarm that you want to set basically 15 to 16 alarms if you know you're going in for a studio session with Kanye. You want to make sure you're there on time, ready to go.
So, once again, at 9:30 a.m., good morning, let's work. At 11:23, after nothing for 2 hours, mm-hmm, you're fired. Go home.
Wow.
Hit him with a bit of the Donald. Yeah. You're fired.
You're fired.
Go home.
Yeah.
And then this guy is now woken up in a panic because Kanye West has just fired him. And he's gone, I'm really sorry. I've no excuse. I set an alarm for 7:30 and for whatever reason, my phone wasn't alerting me. I woke up at 11:08 to miss calls and I got dressed as fast as I could. Lou was already on his way here to get me. Sorry, I just got here. I didn't call back right away because I was trying to find a ride and I was panicking. I know this is unacceptable. I'm sorry. Kanye replied to that saying, stop texting, go find God, come back to me when you found God.
Yeah,
the
right,
man
okay.
slept in.
Yeah, the man did sleep in.
He's not committed an original sin.
Okay, so here's my thing for you, Ned. I think it's probably time that you and I be a little bit honest about our sleeping in, given that this guy's been fired for sleeping in. And on that note, I've actually got producer Mike back on. We're live on air, mate. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, mate. Can you just a bit of a quick show meeting in the news of this guy being fired by Kanye for sleeping in. How are Ned and I doing lately with getting to work on time, in your humble opinion?
Do you want the truth?
Oh, we need a bit of honesty this morning because it's our last day before holidays. So when we get back from holidays, it could be the turning over of a new leaf.
Yeah. I need to be shamed so I don't do it again.
When I started here not long ago, you guys were rocking up at, let's say, like I've been getting there at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You guys rocking up maybe 5:40?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. So about 40 minutes late.
About 40, just a good tidy 40 minutes late. Yeah.
Mm. I don't want to separate myself from the show because I know that this isn't an entity, but first of all, I'll say I was feverishly late yesterday. I think I turned up with... and by the way, I'm also working 8 meters away from where I sleep, so that's not really an excuse.
I was
going to
say, don't use the number 8 again because it wasn't 8 minutes, it was 5 minutes before the show.
Maybe that... I think that. I think yesterday blows my average out because I'm usually there around the 20-15 minute
mark. Honestly, I think with how late I normally am, I think Mike was averaging out with 5:40. I think he was saying that even if you're early, I'm still late enough. The average is about 5:40.
The show is there at 5:40.
What would you like to see happen when we get back, producer Mike?
Listen, I don't expect miracles, but I would really like it if you guys could at least be both in the building by 5:15 at the latest.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. I think 15, a grace period of being 15 minutes late every day, we really should be able to work with that, I think. Oh, no. Just please don't go Kanye on us when we get back. If we're late 20 minutes past, Mike just goes, you're fine.
Please.
You're fine. It's over, boys. It's done.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Ned, great news from the world of Roombas. Now, if you're not familiar with what a Roomba is, looks like a little frisbee that's actually a robotic vacuum that goes around your house, maps out obstacles like furniture and all sorts of stuff, and just
a little scanner
goes about its business and vacuums your house for you. You can do it while you're not at home, and a lot of people love to do that. So it just goes, and it's like you come home to a freshly vacuumed house, and you were like,
it's maintaining a house. Yeah,
it's a robot butler. It's absolutely fantastic. There has been an update, and they're touting it as a very, very exciting update to the Roombas family, something that they're now able to do with intelligent scanning upgrades and a camera on the front and all sorts of business in the brand new Roomba. But do you want to know the big upgrade is?
I hope, because you said it's like something that should have been in Roomba 2.0.
Yes, it is.
Is it? I don't see how it's not a little butler's tuxedo for a Roomba.
Well, I think
how is it not that?
Probably paint that on there. Yeah, I think that would be hilarious.
But surely Roomba, that's a missed market for Roomba. Oh, you've got to start making Roomba tuxedos.
I don't understand why it wasn't called a Jeeves. So you can just be like, Jeeves back in the lounge room. Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Exactly.
But no, the thing here
is... what is it?
What's actually happened, the update that should have been in Roomba number 2, but is now in the brand new Roomba. And by the way, Roomba's been around for like 15 years. Roomba number 2 should have had this, but we finally have it. It can no longer run over dog poo. Now,
which is a very bizarre problem, but explain why.
I have never put the dots together on this. Like, I've never thought to myself, what if a dog, because it's not furniture. Like, the Roomba can clearly go around furniture, tables, find out where the edges of the walls are, not go off a step. Like, they can't go off steps. They're very clever, but a bit of dog poo could potentially just look like a really big mound of dirt that it has to clean up.
I'm assuming that Roombas probably have to just work around kids' toys. So it's like there's a car. It's just like, just hit it and it'll move along. Except when you hit poo,
you go straight through.
That's not what happens.
And that...
it goes straight through it.
My friend, is what I saw today in this article telling me about Roombas running over poo that was literally like, open if you've got a strong stomach. And I was like, come on. I mean, I've been around the internet for a long time, I'm sure. And I opened it and I felt physically sick. It is like a poo massacre. What happens is because the Roomba's got so many moving parts, it all gets sucked into those moving parts, splatters back out. It is, I'm very sorry if you're trying to eat right now, but it is. How was this problem not solved with the second Roomba? How has it taken this? I mean, thank God it's solved, but how has it not solved so much earlier?
Look, I don't know how long this phrase has been around, but maybe this is where the S word
And kids are supposed to be learning from home, so the kids in the car rule, I don't know how strong it is.
I'll say poo then.
Yeah. Poo show.
Poo's really hit the fan.
Yeah.
Poo's hit the fan. Oh, maybe that's where it's come from.
I thought you were going to say...
Poo's hit the Roomba.
Poo's hit the Roomba. Oh, it's such a modern version of it. I thought you were going to say, like, chit show. And then I was going to be like, you know what?
Is
the photos I saw. That is the that's what would be in the dictionary next to that word.
Now you've used up our one S word. Now you've wasted it because I can't even say the example I wanted to use. Poo's hit the fan. This fan just happens to be inside a little robot.
Oh, and there are about 40 of them in there. They all suck up all of the dirt. It's a massive problem.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Ned, I have seen something that has me furious this morning, and on a morning when I should not be, because we're giving away $20,000 to a lucky Canberran today. It's going to be a great day. Pissed nonetheless, because Apple have announced that on the 14th of September, they're doing another one of their Apple Comic Cons. So they're going to do the whole big out on stage. We've got a brand new bunch of stuff for you. Go nuts. Enjoy it. Apparently, the thing I'm already furious about is I've got a crappy old Apple Watch, like one from like 5 years
years ago, and I got it. Yes. I got it on the cheap. And here's the thing: apparently, for the first time in like 5 years, it's going to have a noticeable design change. So you're going to be able to be able to tell mine is an old one now, whereas I used to just be able to, like, oh no, this is the new one. Yeah, sure. Look
like
at
an
it.
App, like an iPhone 4 to a 5.
Yes,
like
it's going to actually
rounded.
Apparently, yeah, they're going to have rounded sides. They're going to be a bit more squared off. The screen will be bigger, so you'll be able to actually tell. And that's I'm angry about that. The thing I'm most furious about, to be perfectly frank, is the new iPhones. Apparently, there are going to be new iPhones. And people will be like, well, yeah.
We got 13? 12?
Yeah, this will be 13. So they'll be like,
13, right.
Unless the rumors are true and it's actually going to be barely a change. And so they'll go for the old 12S. They might do a 12S again.
Or an X.
Yeah.
Or an R.
Who knows? But anyway.
Just another letter.
The point is, there's a new iPhone on the way. Like the setting and going down of the sun, there will always be a new iPhone every year. And this is where I'm furious. Because we've been in lockdown for quite a bit of the last 18 months. Here and there, we've just not been able to be out and about as much as we want. I'm talking the general population of the Earth, specifically us, Canberra, in the last month. My old iPhone hasn't had enough of a chance to see the world yet. It shouldn't be replaced. It hasn't had enough chance to go. I haven't gone overseas with my new iPhone once. I haven't really put it in a situation. I haven't gone to a music festival with my new iPhone. So it hasn't had to handle a day of dust and sweat and maybe a little bit too much drinking where I could accidentally drop it and then someone stands on it. And it hasn't
like
had
a house cat.
It has not had a full-on life yet. And they're talking about me maybe buying a new iPhone. I'm like, no. Just give us a year to get proper use out of all of the iPhones we've already brought over the last 5 years. And make sure they have the full life cycle they're supposed to have.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Yours has lived in captivity its entire life.
Yes.
It's not seen the wild world. It's not experienced the things that an iPhone can. If it makes you feel any better, I'm actually going through this exact same thing at the same time. Not with Apple at all.
Yeah.
Today is, and I'm very excited about it, it's the PlayStation Showcase.
Oh,
great. We're announcing more stuff. Great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Until you can give me your product that I will also pay more than retail value for, do not showcase me new stuff.
Yeah, so
you can't even give me the product that you're showing. Why show me?
So you've already.
It's so mean what PlayStation is doing at the moment.
For those who are unaware and aren't just already at Ned's level of fury, there is very much a shortage of getting PlayStation 5s to people. They came out like this time last year and you still haven't been able to buy
more
one?
Than that.
Wow.
Earlier than that. I have looked everywhere. I would pay upwards of $1,000 for one, and I still can't get one.
Well, I tell you what, me and my iPhone 11 would love if Apple adopted a bit of this philosophy. Show us the new phones. I just don't want to have to feel pressure to get one for a few years.
Yeah.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Do you remember in March of this year, the Suez Canal got blocked by the Ever Given? Yeah. Mm. Now, that was a debacle that everyone watched on. It was essentially, if you missed it, it was a boat that tried to go down to like a canal, like a passage, so that it doesn't have to sail all the way around Africa, and got stuck, and then no international travel, like no one could get any deliveries, no one could get any postage, like food was going out of date.
This could be wildly ignorant of me, but I think from what I understand, the Panama and the Suez Canals essentially are how we get everything. So if one of them is blocked, we're in a lot of trouble, and that is exactly what happened. You know why I remember it was March? Because late March, my toilet got blocked really badly, and I thought to myself, oh, it's just going around at the moment, isn't it? It's just going around at the moment, isn't it?
Well, it took forever to get the boat unstuck.
Oh, I thought you meant my toilet. It was unstuck. That did take forever as well. But yeah,
no. I don't know. And honestly, I try to get past it. I don't care. I try to be subtle, but I don't care.
Harrowing experiences.
The company that was responsible for the Ever Given was asked to pay $1 billion to cover like all of the money that was lost due to international trade being halted and stuff. So it was like fairly, and it was pretty recent. So I feel like everyone was like, let's not have that happen again. That was pretty not fun.
Yeah.
So let's try and chill. It's happened again.
Oh, for God's sake.
In the same year. It's happened again.
Oh, for God's sake. Is it the same company?
No, it's a different company.
Oh, thank God.
It is a different company that has got stuck in between the, it goes, got stuck in the Suez Canal again. It got stuck yesterday. It's already out.
Oh, it's already out.
They're not messing around today. They were like, essentially, they were like, we know what we're going to do. We are going to bring in more people. This is going to be gone by today. Otherwise, That's it. We just need to find a new canal, I suppose.
It's just going to end up essentially, basically, like now that they've got the precursor of March, knowing how much it can cause disruptions of deliveries and all that sort of stuff, and literally just have like the Hunt for Red October going on. There would just be a submarine in the canal, blow it out of the water. Like, will you have 24 hours to move this boat, or we need to sink it? There's no other way we need to get international travel back on. Australia Post are already pausing things for 7 days. Yeah. Australians need their online shopping. That we need to get this going again. There would just be chaos.
I think, I 100% agree because, and also, like, I remember, like, at one point, it looked like there was one digger, like in March. Mm. It looked like one digger was digging out this enormous, ship out of this, out of where it was stuck. This time, it's like, no, there's trucks, there is towboats.
There's a transformer.
They are getting this, it's literally they are getting this boat unstuck.
Is picking up this ship out of the water and just handing it over.
I just have one step underneath that. Yeah.
I just think the Harbour Master, you know how like wrestlers have themes where they come out to like the ring and there's all like pump up music for UFC fighters and stuff. The Harbour Master for the Suez Canal now has a theme song as well, and it's just
sorry, guys.
Not again. That was the Ned and Josh podcast. If you or someone in your family has been injured at work, visit meja.com.au.
Hit 104.7.